Commerce Committee will meet at 10:30 in the Senate Chamber. Commerce Committee will meet at 10:30 in the Senate Chamber. Commerce Committee is meeting immediately in the Senate Chamber. Commerce Committee immediately, Senate Chamber.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate Commerce Committee, I'd like to call the committee meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll. Those not present will be excused until they arrive. Here. Thank you. Those not present will be excused until they arrive, which will be the standard policy of the committee. So on our agenda today, we have Senate File 43 and Senate Study Bill 1048. There we are. We will begin with consideration of Senate File 43. Senator Johnson, do you have a subcommittee report? Senator Whiting, sorry.
I do, Mr. Chairman, thank you. The subcommittee consisting of myself, Senator Johnson, and Senator Bisignano recommend passage with all three signing.
Thank you. You are in order for opening comments.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm just trying to get my notes organized here. What we have before us is a bill that has two divisions. The second division relates to hemp regulations and things like that may actually have already been taken care of and addressed through the administrative rulemaking process since this bill was drafted. So we may work to fix that piece when we get to the Ways and Means Committee. But the meat of the bill is Division 1, and really what it goes after is an issue that we have seen and was identified by law enforcement officers, including our colleague in the Senate Senator from Pottawatomie, as well as some of his colleagues in law enforcement, about this proliferation of pipes that are being used, sold in tobacco shops and things like that to be used for purposes of tobacco, but actually they're being used for illicit drugs. And you take a look at photographs that these law enforcement officials provided, and frankly, I'm not that well versed in drug culture, but when I see them, I know that they're not being used to smoke tobacco like my grandpa used to smoke out of a pipe. And so what this bill would do is put in place a regulatory process, a permitting process, and then significantly add a significant excise fee to the sale of those to make sure that people aren't selling these for illicit purposes and that people that do want to sell it for the actual purpose of tobacco use do so. There's protections in there for people under the age of 21, so we don't sell those things. It has a long list of things to help us identify what it is. Interestingly, and I think this was a point that had a lot of support from the subcommittee, was this excise tax of 40% that we would put on it would go to a specialty courts program fund to try to help people that are dealing with underlying substance abuse problems. And so that seemed to be kind of an elegant way. We see a problem, we tax the heck out of it, and then we put it into a program that actually helps people get off of these bad and illicit drugs. So those would be my opening comments on the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any other comments on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Whiting, you are in order for closing comments.
I would simply move the bill.
Thank you. Senator Whiting moves Senate File 43. The clerk, is short form. Okay, short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, Senate File 43 is approved on a unanimous voice vote, and we'll move to the calendar under Rule 40. We will move on to Senate Study Bill 1048. Senator Johnson, I'm sorry, this time it's your turn. Do you have a subcommittee report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a subcommittee report for SSB 1048, and we recommend passage. It was signed off on by Senators Goodwin, Bisignano, and myself, and I will put this on your...
Thank you. You're in order for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill relates to service charges for certain consumer credit transactions. There is current law for this. A bank or credit union may charge a service charge for an interest-bearing consumer credit transaction in an amount not to exceed the lesser of 10% of loan value or $30. This has been reviewed, we went through this in sub, by banking, and the AG Consumer Protection Division has reviewed it. Those are my opening comments.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Are there any other comments from committee members? Seeing none, Senator Johnson, you're in order for closing comments.
Mr. Chair, I move the bill.
Senator Johnson moves Senate Study Bill 1048. Short form has been requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, Senate Study Bill 1048 moves forward on a unanimous voice vote and moves to the calendar under Rule 40. That would conclude. We're going to pull the other two bills that were originally placed on the agenda. We're going to pull those as not being quite ready to go. For the committee's knowledge, Senate File 43 will probably end up being referred to Ways and Means. It won't be the last time that a committee sees this. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Williams moves we adjourn.